Another two reasons why the Gemara comes for the Bezika at that particular time. Question. Did he do the Bezika at a different time? The Ran called the Machlokas in himself and the Balamar, did he do the Bezika on the 13th day on that? It's all shot, Hailam shot in the Gemara. But the Gemara says, ain't both in Larachama. So, you can interpret that in two ways. One is to say, another two reasons why the Gemara comes for the Bezika at that particular time. Question. Did he do the Bezika at a different time? The Ran called the Machlokas in himself and the Balamar, did he do the Bezika on the 13th day on that? It's all shot, Hailam shot in the Gemara. But the Gemara says, ain't both in Larachama. So, you can interpret that in two ways. One is to say, you cannot check with the light of the sun, implying that at the time when the sun is up in the sky, you may check if you use a candle.
Says the Balamor. That's how we understand the Gemara. In both middle of the Arachama, means that if the Arachama is the Chama's out, if you use a candle, it's good enough. Yeah, the Pashas is no different. And the Rans is not all in the Yisalam, it's not just Kung Fakir. The Mahal is what's started in the Yisalam. What does Rashi say? He read the answer to Rashi in that text. Rashi says that you can do the Bigal Chatzila by day. He says, then Sarah Avila or Anir the Lila, Ella Bokka Bayon means the Chatzila. The question: which day does Rashi mean? Well, that Sada has natural sunlight. Plain house didn't have much sunlight come in those days. There's your window. So the question: what does Rashi mean? So again, the Russian Simony down to this Rashi is wrong. You should have to do it by night. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The reason is, the other Muslim is Batan. That's what the Goyim says. Even the state of the air is equally good by day, but the second reason is only of the other Muslim is Batan, the Groh, the doctor requires you to do it by night. What did Rashi himself hold? The Machlokas. The Rimi Nargona, to define the Gemara Shulain line, he's quoted by the Aruch and the Dovid. Like a ritva, there's even more than the 14th by day. That's how they learn Shulchan Aruch. The Rashi is unclear. Rashi just says that the both the bayom. Doesn't say which day. So they learn shot is referring to other bottle, is how it holds my day, like there was like there is law.
No.
That's how the Rebbe in Arvona and the pre-chodesh is the same thing on his own shot Rashi. They just said it, I don't know what the proof is. The machtis ha-shekel on the Mogan Avram, which is called the Gimel, says no. Rashi is not only on the Gimel, and that's exactly what Rabbi Ben Dovid says. The Rebbe Ben Dovid on Sof, Mahal Adav, Shabdala, says exactly that. Only your Gimel, so that it didn't take that Rashi, because I don't know. Only your Gimel, maybe you think it's that Rashi, I don't remember though. I don't remember. And the reason being, your Dalas under your faith is going to forget. You can't go past this man. You want to perceive it, just commit this man. Then it's okay. You can't go past this man. Oh. That's the distribution from yesterday. Well, yesterday we didn't put it in the right order. Sorry. Just a little bit disorganized for the end of this year. But, yeah. The average person is only at home at night, so they had to make a second matter. If you know you're unemployed, now we started discussing the Mordech Hashita. Let's go into that now. That's probably for today's shiur. Let's take a look at both sides in Tav Kuf Lamed Hey. Can I assume everybody finished these Mordech Hashita? This part? Lamed Hashita? Anyone that didn't finish this either? Raise your hand. Don't go back to Mordech. All right, I mean, but the test is going to finish the Mordechai, not yet. Okay, so you have to put another extra time in the Mount of Kerem. I'll try very hard not to go ahead. You have to try very hard to be on time for 3 hours, so we'll both try, okay? Shuvu Eraiva, Shuvu Eraiva. Shuvu Eraiva, Shuvu Eraiva. That's the driver that's being the pathogen over here. Okay, and if anyone in particular, the part of going too fast, so it is, so come and speak to me. I try very much to be responsive to what you have to say. Okay. Tav Kuf Lamed Hey. I'm reading the Yerushalmi. The last second column, page 56. The last line stuff. Minim Yerusham Alach Alach Batek Nefiyos Batek Medrashos Mao Tiu Tzrichim Bedikah Mashu Kol Adem Neisha Amevi Yitzham Kamas Yisham Batek Yisham Rosh Hakadosh Hey, the Chita Lion Hawkins Mashal is very hard to read Tzrich Alev Neisha Anu E Ora Merubo Mao Shir Tzorach Lebolke Metzila Biyo Lior Haner Matik Shil Alach Alach Ben Biyo Lebiyo Tzorach Livzo Kolar Lior Haner. This is important. The first line is in the Yerushalmi, Balachalek ben Biyu le Biyu. From the Mordechai quote. So on this basis, he says you have to do a Bedika at night. Leoraner, we got him kibdo v'tito v'kibdu v'tito et habayit v'kodem. They swept the floors in advance. They caught on the pain. Ati lorachi tzorach lachza v'lizda. Why? Balachalek ben Bedika le Bedika. V'chein tirish ravam. Well, he's the Yerushalmi great stuffer. Rav Moni Boy Chaserish and Mishalayim Sha'och Hashem Chalot Toder Rukike Nozir. Mao. Three folks to dig up? Yes or no? The Torah Chalot for Bokum and Hanoser. They had a check that every time to get away with the Noser. So I want you to know the Chas to show me the Torah. Umishani Shalot Lechalet Bein Biur Lebiur. Declar this exists the concept of Lechalet Bein Biur Lebiur. Then the last one. Miu, the Talmud Shalom da Pes, Yesh Aksadra la Oro Nizek. Big question. Did that Miu, did he undo and back out from everything he said before? Everything? In other words, he's quoting the Ravan. And then in the last line, he himself, the Mordechai, Rabbeinu Mordechai, Berav Hillel Ashkenazi, Zalem, he backed out. It's very nice of the Yerushalmi that backs up the Ravan. But we pass the Kral Zodol. Babli the Yerushalmi. What? I love the Babli. Maybe it's backing out from the whole story. That's how I understand two things. A, what is the story? And B, does he back out? Let's go slowly but slowly. Yeah, sorry. That's the question. It's very unclear within the Mordechai. What's happening?
mean the chabay beer? Who's talking about bedikia? What means beer the beer? Of course, we know that the bedikia leads up to a beer. We make a bracha of your father. We know it leads up to that. That's what it probably means. Oh, I don't know. So Rabotai, question. If Sumi he backs out and says that there's no need to use a candle if you're doing a bedikia on the 14th day, you forgot it from the 14th night for some reason, he wouldn't say Shalom Chalagin and bedikia with bedikia. He's backing out based on the Gemara that Kesha says, Aksadrila or in a second. So once you back out from that, so maybe that will also back out from the first day as well. What's the first day? If you swept the floors and did a good bedikia when? On the 13th, he said earlier, the Ravan, so what? That if Ian did a perfect bedikah on the 13th, nevertheless, what? No, what? You have to do a bedikah again on the 14th, why? Shalala Chalek, what? Ben Beer, Levir. But once he backed out from Shalala Chalek's story at the end, and he was disrespectful, he needed a candle on the 14th day or not. He shalom, he says yes, and the Bible says no. That means we don't pass the Shalala Chalek. Once you don't pass for the challah to require a candle on day 14, we should say we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. If you did a bedikah on day 13 or night 13 or night 12, the case may be, you shouldn't require the bedikah on the 14th. I do Yerushalmi, don't hold the Yerushalmi. The Bible creates in the Holy Soul, should all the challah to equip in the zoo. That's the shahar. That's a very good question. Unclear. We have to look it up and shuffle it up. See what it says. How do we pass from our love? We pass from like this to Ravan. Or not. Okay, somebody had to open up before from the zikos. Open up again. Same.
Yeah, from the very beginning, the first few pages.
Tough lama gimel sikidal. Hamachabe shedro be yudginul benisin. Umachabe, don't close the gemara, Rabbi. Keep it open. I'll come right back to it. We try to say that once the Mordechai backed out in the last line, the idea of having to have a candle on your dollar by day, Shalom Chalek, they backed out from the stool. You were hoping maybe the Mechabu Tatsin would give us a break. Instead, if you did a bedikah early, you don't have to do a bedikah all your doubts. Right? It's a tough time. You're going to the hotel, you're catching a plane. It's a tough time to do a bedikah. You were hoping that the Mechabu would say that. Well, he didn't. He passed in the Chumrah like the Rabbi. Well, before we go further into Shulchan Aruch, it's critical that we see another piece in the Mordechai. And in the Mefarshim of the Bible. So we see a quoted by the moment. I've grown up. The next one, Kof Kuf Lamed Vav, a short piece. The Mordechai is on the top of the page, a small Kof Vav, Lamed Vav is the fifth line. Alma Ochi Urka de Milka, the Lomivdik Shafir Velo Kibbut. The people don't check properly without sweeping. Uve Kibbut Lachud, even with sweeping, Lo Sagi, it's not enough. Why? The Dilma Mishtakach Beguma. If he does something, the Mishtakach Beguma. You're fairly stuck in a crevice somewhere, in the floor or somewhere, and you will not be able to get it out. That's what the Mordechai says in Kof Kuf Lamed Vav. What's the source for this thing? The Truma Tadesh. A Truma Tadesh quote is in the bottom somewhere. Who quotes it? The Big Day Yesha. The Big Day Yesha. The cut on the skin will quote the Truma Tadesh. Quote the end of Lama Gimel, he says as follows, quote, the Zelashana, the Ela, O Son, the word O Son is the last word on the line of the Big Day Yesha. See, it's like a 10 wide line. O Son, Beis Aleph, is Beis Aleph the next line? And they are them, correct. I'm a Tabdin, I dear, the Kodam El Yadalas, with all your Dalam, I need some Gimel, Dalam, Tisha, the Mixed Tadam, Bluff. You know what we do, we'll get there a more later, but the minute you throw today, they put out a couple of tongues, just in order to be able to have a bedikah, yeah? The mix of chadorim, uksherbokin, mimosin, elab, tisim, mafsikin, shuv, lizot. That's it. The ceremony. Shaper dami, olav. Is this ceremony appropriate or not? Shuvah. Bills of the cheetah, the lowest shopper out there. No good. We've done it many, many Jewish homes. It's no good. The way I solve it in my house is very simple. Very simple. My wife puts out the 10 crumbs, she'll tell where they are. But now I have to do a real bedikah. I can't find them where they are. And sometimes I can't find all of them. An Akbar came and took it, hopefully then so. Little kid came and took it away. And I couldn't find it. Once was really a panic. I couldn't find it. Anyway. Says the Mordechai Terakama, the Stalking Kosab, the Hedja, the Kibzu Abayu, Kodem Lachain, Akilu Hafi, Sorek Labs of Alito. How much is the keep of the Khudlo Sagi? He's worried that you're going to pass this Khudit. You just don't understand why picking up the 10 crumbs you left there, or the 3 or 4 crumbs you left there in his version. Meanwhile, you didn't check the house. I always checked before, it's not enough. Something may have been missed the first time around. The Yapa Gav, the Master Kosta, the Shibulo, the Khalik, the Zika, the Zika. That's the reason. The Ef Shaloma, Vika Lamema, the Hecha, the Ovid, Zika, Kolshu, for all your dollars, Ibaka. Very, very important. Very important law. You see from him that in order to satisfy this day, the Zika story, that's what we call a Zika Kolshu. That's critical. Yeah. Achara Kibbutz. The Komakom, Kotav Nami Hosam Tam Acher, the Kibbutz of the Kudol Sagi, Vishim Zilma, Lama Sakin, the Guma. Acham Hashanah, Vishim Hashanah. So the Mordechai has two reasons. He's right. In Tavkuf, Lamed, hey, what did he say? Yaakov, a new Bedika, Melia, Dalad, why? Shalom, Lechadag, and Bedika, and Bedika. In Tavkuf, Lamed, I'll give a new reason. What's the new reason? You may miss something. You're caught in the crack on the floor. And then you have to do it in special Bedika, Melia, Dalad, when you know you're looking for every last thing and every last crack. This is... hold on. 1 second. Natsumina? To Natsumina. How much must you recheck? If you, I just wore my shalom chalik and bedikah the bedikah. What's enough? Two and a half is enough to do what? So one room, the one room. But if you're worried, but if you're worried about the credit, you have to do the whole house all over again. Who says on the fairish? The moment I'm wrong. Based on the system, but the two and a half said it's a shalom chalik. It's enough to have kosher. That's the moment I'm wrong here. Stop. All spoke to the two and a half verbatim. I'd kind of show no. Then he says, hold on. The pain story will give us the Dika Gabura Bukhala Khadori. A few bada payon the corn of the stocking, some of Lars of Lizard Bulaila, the Kamash Kata, Mew, in Bada Aksagila Rakama Yasa, who be Promacom, Sir of Lizard of Kapona Sederecha, Bulaila, from the Kalek, the Medika of the Dika. What do you see, Rabbi? It's very dinny. There's two different things in two intentions of one parish and another. There's two halachas. One is halacha, you have to make sure there's no chametz. That's obvious. And there's another halacha. You have to have the formal, rigorous bedikah which must take place. Which must take place. Dafka all our ba'asas at all times. There's three dinners. So the Mechaber says, oh, we'll give him a nisun. You have to do not a bedikah of Eliyahu. What's he talking about? What's he talking about? So the Makabe used the word Umechavein Livdo. What's that called, Russian? Umechavein Livdo. So the Gra says, because you test, Makabe Livdo means is not worried about a Guma. We're not worried about a Guma. But he was Makabe Livdo. What's the time he was just sweeping around? He was looking for Chomet. So therefore, the Goyen, it would be enough shots in the Makabe. So I've lived up with Yudal means in one room. Because the Chava lived up means you check for every guma. So that's second chashash of the Mordechai. Tov kuf lam and vav, which is the one that elaborates upon. That chashash does not exist. Because the Chava lived up. So what does it mean? So the Chava never equal to the Nikol. So that we already saw in the two of the and the Mordechai as well. It's enough to have one room. God says, "Was Mechaven Livdo means where is Mechaven?" He says, "I haven't made Gumo." Well, you're right. It's between the words of the Gra. Between the words of
between the words. There. Look at the grammar for the others. It says it's more prepared. But it's there. Between the words. Look again. Yeah. There's a clue by it. You can't see it. Yeah. Right. I'll share the growth. Low me, brought the lama. Low me, boy, this stop. Shen has got to the sky, bad, too much closer beneath it. Well, that's the beginning of the water, but I didn't have to see it. It's complicated. You can either. Yeah. Low me, boy, not kind of a case. Touch my blah, 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 blah. Right? But, Abuyesh Lomar, Fitzney Gumo, because the Gumar is going for Pule. So that's why he's mechaveh. Mechaveh means that not to stop. The going to be two kinds of bedikas: the stop and the mechaveh. Stop, you're worried about gumo. Mechaveh, you're not worried about gumo. That's between the words of the growth. That's growth speak. You have to think of it. You don't think of it. You have to think of it. It's a stop, and then it is what he calls mechaveh.
Then when you clean,
right here, right. First three words. Let me buy the stop. Stamu, we're not discussing it, and then Makaba. We're discussing Makaba, which is not Stamu.
The original.
Right, okay. The original video, right.
Yes,
yeah.
So then when you do that one room.
What?
Then when you do that one room, you don't have to do a... You can just...
In a Pinami, that one room, you wouldn't have to look very Guma. Yeah, but you can't make it perfunctory. It's perfunctory, the Truman does nothing. Right?
But if there's two things to worry about, one is the Guma, and you're not worried, another
right.
One's just...
Even the Shalala Chalak, you have to have some kind of a something. See, the last of the Tumor Tradition that we saw before, when he criticized this individual who, you know, leave out a couple of crumbs, you know, that whole story. He says, also, when they are done, right? This is no good. Lav Shaper Abu. Why? Because you have to do a Dubadika. Right? Shalala Chalak. And they have to do a Badika told to go on there. He says, well, that's only if there was a proper kibbutz beforehand. But at least you have to do a partial tzedika, partial bar on air. Dive attack akara kibbutz. So, but you have to have something. So if you know where all the 10 pieces are, that's nothing. You just put down the pieces, pick up 10 pieces. Like it's playing marbles, that you put down on the dice, you go on and pick it up.
Well, the
way most play on the one, pick up two, pick up three.
You put
Jack, that's it. That's playing Jack, that's the bubble.
If you put those 10 pieces just to make sure that you're actually finding something, and then you actually look in other places,
okay,
that would then become
a... And that would be good. But the best thing, if you have a wife or someone else in the house, let the person put out the video. It's a treasure hunt. Again, bring back memories of camp. Treasure hunt. Looking for the fellas to find the 10 pieces, you know. Okay. Vice. What about a Vedika of on the 13th night of Yisra? We were discussing some of what we discussed the 14th by day and the 13th by day. Which we explained, the Zvor, the other Zvor, the Lamar. What about the 13th night? What can we bear? The 13th night? It's what? It's all there, other than the Sivir Batayan, and it's all there, Yafal Akika, Nogos, the night early. No, we did not need it. What can possibly be bad? So the Goyen said, there's nothing wrong with that.
Of course.
So the 14th night, well, no, they can come to the next day. Menachem is saying, maybe it's not a good idea to do it early, because you know it's too early. Too early, not going to be so careful. You may bring something in. So I'm Palavis, exactly that. We'll get to that. But that's Menachem's concern. Okay, but the Pashas, is it good or no good? Is the Vilna going? It's just caught in the cup. It's a long piece he has over there. It seems to indicate that it's not a problem. There's nothing wrong with doing the Bezika on the 13th. It's an often Yerushalmi that way. Both there are Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Lama Rav Laila, Maviosa, Shem Benika Tanei Yafa Rav Laila. Rav Mon Amar, Lama came Shmata Mitzayom Lazela Dara Sefer. I say she Yom Vlaila Mishumar. Where did we see it before? No,
Yifeinayim. That's Yifeinayim, what is Yerushalmi? So what is it last week? Earlier this week. The Yatrubi Yud Gimel. Voye Yomel Adam Shumarim. That's Yerushalmi's Kasim. To do it because of the night of Yud Gimel.
And to be sure
of it. Yes. 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 Oh, no, excuse me. I'm sorry. It's Yom Yud Gimel. That's what Yom Yud Gimel. Well, I said, no. You need Bezikas HaLayla. You need about Layla. And you need, the right to the right, and he says, the right is Bit Chilas, not Bit Chilas, because of the, what do you call, because of the Yom Yud Gimel. Shema, we spoke about this already before. Now, V'yatko early Yud Gimel. Is that Parach HaZim Reyakko? Let's do the Bezikas the 13th night. Yerushalmi Kasha, let's do the beginning of the 13th night. Says the Goyin, in Kini, yeah, in Echinami, I'm feeling the Rish Kodesh. Yes? You do it from Rish Kodesh?
I do.
Well, it's not good. Yeah, I'm Rish Kodesh. No, there's all discussion. That's how the Rish Kodesh about it. It's a halakha statement. The Rish Kodesh didn't have such a thing as that. I was getting one of those. I told him that I'm also about to be ready to be in high gear. So as far as God is angry, it's already too early. Let's try this on. Ain't nothing on. So the way to grow really with Shalmi, the ultimate of Shalmi is okay. And that's how the Parvan or Eder we see with Shalmi. But you Shalmi are notoriously ambiguous. But with people learning with Shalmi in a completely opposite direction. Sure enough, the other major authority to the Shalmi two ways in the process of the Shaman. One is the Karban Ha'idah. One is the Pnei Moshe. Also, guess what? The Pnei Moshe learns the Yerushalmi, bit me up. What? You're going to allow your gimbal, that's going to do what's Spurish, that's going to do a Hanukkah, you're going to do a Tukkah, you're crazy. Tukkah, may not do with the other or you give a little bit of the May motion.
But you see,
you thought it, see the right one way, right the other way around. But the consent, I believe, is the design draw by Carbon or Asia. That's the funny shot. The grub is a couple of riots from shots bodily, and this is true. Oh. It also says, don't make many riots from Noser. When you do a particular earlier, the Noser is Noser. Nah. That's no sir. We have the Shem Chomet. We have the reason why it's no good. You check yesterday for notes and Shem Noser. That's no sir. If you do the Shem Chomet, it's good enough for the girl. What are the two riots to that is going to say, right? Well, let's open the Gemara about that. To read the girl is very hard. It's difficult to form. But one Gemara that says, all this stuff over here. In the middle of this long sugya about what the Ger Huda whole story, it's about a little less than half an hour of the page. You get after it. Make reference to a Mishnah. But Katani Seifa Masha Mishnah and Ekenna Vitzina, so you start off Vidig Akra. On Rabbi is no Kashi. How the Arvotar, how Anu, the Shlosh Asar. So the Shlosh Asar, the Shriach Ritz, the Kula Batla Masri, that's the whole story. So what do you see?
That there is an existent option to do a really good sum of the Shlosh Asar. The double thing means you can close it by day. That's a really radical. I'm glad you're not a horse. Yes, sir, I know. But I'm whole part of the sea, it can be a Vajibia and Shlosh Asar. Smell out your right. He brings another right. Another right. That's Dalit on the day. What's turned up Dalit on the day? Maybe it should come up. Well, the bar says, Kualu, a mask of the fight of Aver the Kaskos of Bodut, and we saw Shain of Bodut now. What, when did this happen? When did that happen? So, really, must have happened on Yud Gimel.
Yud Dalet, what's the Shaila of the
But the Ramos, the famous Ramos, Tov Lamed Vav, Tifalo says that you can only
If you do the Bedikas Chametz Zmano, all our bosses, to do the bracha, excuse me, to do the Bedikas earlier, any bracha. Oh, I said, I've already said that. I'll the rabbi, Moslem begins in Roman. The Alter Rebbe says it's powerful. You are going to do a particular value of gimbal. You know what you're doing? You're killing the bracha with your bare hands. You're going to battle the bracha of your dying. How'd you wait until tomorrow? You can say a bracha of your coming. Now you're killing it. I'm just killing the bracha. And we don't want to kill a bracha. Why not to kill a bracha? Of course, that's the case. It's like a person to a possession. You can do it with a tzaddikas kolshu on value dollar and still have that key of the brother. Like a candle. It's extremely relevant for other cases as well, because you see, there are people who try to avoid tzaddikas kolshu. It's because of a great length. This is the next week, we'll try to look after. People try to avoid it by skipping the house. They check out. Hotel. When I was your age, people just were very few. Who could afford it? Oh, so depression. I'm just kidding. Who could afford it? Who could afford hotels? In fact, not too many people could afford it those years. Now, people look down upon it. I don't know, even pay for it. Why did cooks just leave this thing home? Frankly, I'm not against hotels. I mean, I'm a little against hotels. The money is spent a better way, but especially Pesach. Celebrate, love it. Pesach is a family holiday. Pesach. I mean, I have to be home for Pesach. I mean, I'll go to your grandparents, or grandparents come to you. They say, well, I'm in a hotel, you have a separate table, schmable. Shit. I was in a hotel. I was in a home of for Shabbat. You had a Torah retreat. So I was there with my wife and my three sons. And my father was there. So what happened was they set us up at a certain table, and the table was non-existent. The people changed their seats, whether it was a guest, the OU last minute deadline, it's all the same story. So what happened was they couldn't give us that table. So what they did, they felt very embarrassed. It came with seven people, and we had nowhere to sit. You know what we'll do? We'll give you a separate table. You know, Deborah couldn't give us a table right next to the whole OU contingent. Which is walking by there by the face of the street. They put us back in the middle, across the other side. So we had a table, myself and my wife and my three sons and my father and my wife. So we were sitting at one table. So I said to my kids, I'm not thinking about her, my kids, of the whole world. We sang our regular Shabbat series and sing every Shabbat. And we did. So about five people came over to us afterwards and said, well, they've been in there. Even Rabbi Kovitz, who's there, he's the rabbi there, the Balkari there, says he was never heard this year. But never heard this year. He was such a fantastic voice. But the answer is, so when you're in a hotel, you feel inhibited. And I told Mike, I'm not going to be inhibited. I mean, you know, the truth is the year before I was sat by the OU table, I was a little bit inhibited. But this guy said to myself, like a but I was the exception. Everyone was just listening to me. So I can imagine, go to the hotel for Pesach and try to private and Seder, and it's just much more crowded Pesach than it was.
No,
it's
the
old room.
No.
I can't have a private room. I'm private with all that.
My second year was in Eric Stone. I worked in the yeshiva in the hotel. People that rush. Shiva's room, this one's room, this
one's
room.
And Shiva.
No, but they turn it into a hotel. It's the same idea as the hotel.
But the hotels themselves, they can't turn into a hotel. It's a hotel. No privacy. All right, whatever they do. I should start to go into that. Let's see that out. Anyway, so people are trying to run away to pay stuff. I can't blame them. And one of it, they go away to avoid the biggest problem. The whole Shabbos is discussed at length. Can you avoid it? Is it avoidable or unavoidable? What do you mean? I'm not going to be home to tell you doubt. All right, but then it's the famous rule. Someone goes away early. What do you have to do? It's not going to halt. We're discussing you basically. Our whole discussion, if you had today, can you do it? Can you gimbal, bail your gimbal?
That's only going to be whole value dollar. You're not going to be whole value dollar. The father, you don't wait till value dollar. Maybe an indirect control. Some little laser with remote control with my laser beams. I'll do my fatigue in the July. And I'll start my diet, right? Not yet. Maybe one day will be. But not so far, you can't do that. So you do it until you gimbal. One way you gimbal, you pay. You pay. You pay. You pay. Can I avoid that measure? Is it avoidable or not? But some suggest that, well, it's avoidable, but how can you avoid it? There's so much to do for the whole house. Then that
would be fun. How can you avoid it? Come on. How much? Some have a suggestion. Okay. Sell the whole house, quote unquote. But leave out one room. With that one room, we can fulfill it if the deacon comes to the board. So the market for that idea of the one room is right here. It's going to be shown already. That's an idea that they don't stand for about the hotel. But the idea here that you. They didn't have hotels. People went to their parents' place, even in the true possession of time. They had the horse and buggy, and they went from town to town to be with their grandparents, right? So what they do, I'm not going to be back close down for 8 days. They have a little literature about it. I don't know why. I guess that's true, but they but you go to the import. You know, not always. Whatever. That's not, no import jokes now. Come on, have a look. Yes, no. One is they create the Ramo. And they say you can't make it. They're like, no. You can't make a bro, I'll tell you a gimbal. Oh, there's no way it's shot. It's not that way. I can't. You don't understand why not. Maybe it's power. Honest question. Did you drink wine this morning? A grape juice? Did you have a bottle of bar for I guess? Did you make a bar for that one? Oh, that's the question. I said, you didn't make a bar of bread, so the answer is, hold on a second. So the answer is, that some brachas are mechuyav to make. On the other hand, let's say a person is putting on this is, make a bracha on the top of this one. What's the difference? If it's a mitzvah to human, it's a mitzvah to do it, the lechayra, you should have to do the bracha. The chazal v'sake, and then every mitzvah you do, all of us else can make a bracha. So this issue will now become the portion of a much more central issue than I already discussed today, which is the Deacon's promise of mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah that you can come to the keel with a bracha? Void of that bracha, you will be bought from the bracha of your dying. And the Balatani called the name. But it's not shared to the shore of the mitzvah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, that's a different mitzvah. Whatever, whatever, So if you avoid it, are you a bad fellow? That's the question. So the Truma's a vegetable.